is Thursday, March 21st of 2024. And you, all of you, are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. It is nice and sunny here in Northern Virginia, and I'll take that. I'll take that every single time. Wish it was warmer, but it's not, so why worry about it? The fans are like super loud in the car. I'm trying to turn them down so it's like not so painful. I mean, the car is loud enough as it is. I don't need more loud. I don't need more loud when I'm doing Guy's Daily Drive. Yeah, this is how you know everything is live and everything is unscripted, by all the dumb things that I have to do before I can, come on. Everyone is just working against me today. I just want to... I just want to go. Stop. All right. Somehow, I'm in. How can there be a traffic jam? How can there be a traffic jam on a road like that? That is like ridiculous. How does that happen? Too many cars, too many really dumb drivers. And here's a school bus that's going to make my life miserable. I don't know what they're doing. And this is just interrupting my flow. Okay, I'm going to go. Whoops. No, I'm not. They got the right of way. Damn. Wow. I don't know what's happening today. There's like a ton of traffic. And here's like a bunch of cars. This is another two-lane road. How is it that there's... That was probably like over 10 cars that just went by. For absolutely no reason that I can tell. I have no idea why that was backed up like that. Oh my God. Just craziness. I don't understand. Okay, well, now that that excitement is over, I actually may edit some of that out because that's like ridiculous. But in case I do edit or I forget, welcome back to the post-traffic Guy's Daily Drive. How crazy was that? I mean, it started at the school, the Catholic Church school, where there were like four cars waiting, trying to get into the parking lot and letting people out from another intersection, which, okay, great. You're being conscientious and, you know, polite and all the rest of that. But in the meantime, there's a lot of other cars that are trying to get through. So why not just do your business? Wait until traffic has died down a little bit, then let them in, if that's what you want to do. Okay. You know, I haven't even started on my main topic. It's just been, it's been insanity since I left the house. Okay. Let's talk about EVs, electric vehicles. There's quite a few of them to choose from. Rivian, Tesla, all the ones from the big companies. And apparently they're not really selling that well. And you know, I think the big reasons are, number one, resale value on EVs, apparently from what I'm reading, is like in the toilet. and I don't know if that's a deliberate move on the part of other car manufacturers or lots or whatever, but you go to turn in your EV that cost you, well, let's be kind, over $50,000, because they're more expensive than internal combustion engine cars for the most part. You're not getting a whole lot back. You're not getting a whole lot back from those cars. And sure, they say they're the future, and it's kind of a force-fed future because they're kind of cramming them down our throats, which, okay, the environment and all that, but they're not, when you look at the overall way that they're built and the materials that are used, it's not the greenest thing that's out there. And when you consider, at least here in the United States, that most of our power is still coming off of coal and natural gas and nuclear and all these options that are not green sources of power. Over the lifetime of having your EV, and most of them have a range of less than 300 miles, which means at least every other day or so, if you have a standard commute, not even counting if you're going to take them on a long trip, you have to recharge them. So on top of the extra cost of owning an EV, now you've got the additional cost of putting a charger in at your home. And if you're out on a relatively long trip, finding a charging station that isn't going to take you over an hour to just get an 80% charge on your vehicle, which 80% of 300 miles is, what, 250? I'm not sure, but it's certainly less than you would get with a full charge. I don't want one. I don't want an EV. I mean, great, they got the instant power and all the rest of that, but the anxiety of wondering, am I gonna have enough range to get to point A to point, or to point B from point A, and once I'm at whatever my destination is, am I gonna have to charge it when I'm there? I'm just not seeing the advantage. And some car companies, including Toyota, are basically kind of putting the brakes on it a little bit because they're not seeing the sales either. And the thing that kept a lot of the EV sales going were various government programs that gave you tax write-offs when you bought an EV. And, and depending on what state you live in and all the rest of that, some of them actually would kind of take it off the top, but certainly not enough to make it worth the extra expense to me to own an electric vehicle. The car that makes more sense to me are hybrids. And depending on how your hybrid works, and I'm not an expert, I'm not going to claim to be an expert, but if you have an electric motor and a gasoline engine, and you're using that electric motor for, say, let's say it has a range of, and most of them don't even have this, a range of 120 to 150 miles, at which point it has to be recharged, which it can be done via the gas engine. Now, once you switch to the gas engine, your performance kind of goes to hell. But at the same time that it's running the car, it can also somewhat be charging the electric motor. So you have the range. And I don't know, maybe put larger internal combustion engines into hybrids so that you're getting, let's say you only get 100 horsepower out of your internal combustion engine that's also charging the batteries for your electric motor. Okay, well, that's enough to keep you going at relatively low RPMs at highway speed. So what's the problem here? Is it as, you know, when you're running it with the internal combustion engine, is it as, is it putting out as much pollution as everybody else's car? For the most part, yeah. But you're also not getting that range anxiety. You're also being able to go to the places that you want to go without all of the fuss and without all of the worry. And if you're in a car with your family and you're going on, say, vacation or whatever that's relatively close, or not even relatively close, a little farther away than what your EV is going to give you for range, why even deal with that? I know Hertz bought a lot of EVs, mostly Teslas, and they ended up selling them in a fire sale because nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted to rent a Tesla. Nobody wanted to rent an EV when they're in an unfamiliar place, unfamiliar city. Ooh, this is possibly bad. Okay, no, it wasn't good. The guy in the car was smart, making a left out of a blind turn. And when you figure in, you know, not only do you not know the area, you're not going to know where chargers are and all the rest of it. And yeah, there's apps and stuff that'll tell you where they are. But it's an extra step and it's an extra worry that you shouldn't have to just to drive around in a car. So, I don't know. I don't think EVs are ready for prime time, and I really question whether EVs are the future of commuting in the United States. I think that there's the potential for better fueling solutions, hydrogen, which has languished, unfortunately. And yeah, that has its problems too, very much so. But there needs to be something that's going to give us the range of an internal combustion engine and the ability to have it refueled in a relatively short amount of time, 15 minutes, and you can be back on the road with full range of wherever, of whatever the car is capable of doing. Anyway, those are my thoughts. You're welcome to contact me and tell me I'm full of crap or agree with me or however it goes. But whatever it is that you do, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe to Guy's Daily Drive or the Vert Shark channel over there on YouTube. You'll also get, of course, the video for the MyMac.com podcast that I do every single week, almost every week, with Gaz. Greatly, greatly appreciated if you would do that. You can find Guy's Daily Drive in practically every single type of podcast aggregator that's out there. So subscribe to that too. Tell your friends, you know, this crazy guy that about twice a week talks to his phone in his car while he's driving to work because, you know, entertainment value. Will this be the time that he messes up and crashes his car because he wasn't paying enough attention? Well, I can tell you for the most part, no, I'm very careful, even when I'm doing Guy's Daily Drive. What else? Oh, if you want to get a hold of us or hold of me, that would be guy@mymac.com. That's the email address. You can, of course, go on over to the Tubes of You. The Vert Shark channel has all of the vids. VertShark.com. My website has not only all of the vids, but it has all of the odds. You can subscribe to the MyMac.com podcast that I do with Gaz via the MyMac.com subscription link. And if you do it through that link for just the MyMac.com podcast, you'll get the bonus after show that I don't include with the VertShark.com. Because, you know, there's got to be some extra added value for the people that that get it through MyMac.com. That's how it works. You can help me out if you want. You don't have to. By going to patreon.com/MacParrot. Coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. Or PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. Greatly appreciated if you do so. Don't have to. I'll keep doing this anyway, as well as the MyMac.com podcast. Man, that sun is bright. That sun is like right in my eyes. Oh, and just, you know, I'm Mac Parrot or Vert Shark on all of the social medias. X, Facebook, Counter Social, Mastodon, they're all there. Anyway, that is going to do it for today. So thank you. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me on Guy's Daily Drive. I really, really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And I will see all of you next time right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.